Oh, yeah.
Yeah, too.
So if you're going to filibuster.
Nah, I ain't one. Bob's not here. I'm not interested.
Kirk, we could try that.
What? Nah.
The filibuster.
Yeah, I have a feeling you could do pretty good at that.
Pickleball.
Pickleball, baby. We're going to talk 12 hours of pickleball. Oh, baby. Here we go, people. We're on today.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff. Good evening, and welcome to the regular meeting of the City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission. Today is Thursday, May 17th, 2018. We're here at the Veterans Memorial Building in Morro Bay. So we have a quorum, so I call this meeting to order. And I'd like for us all to observe a moment of silence first. Thank you. Okay, thank you. And I'm going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and for the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So we're going to start off with announcements and presentations. Do any of the commissioners have any announcements or presentations today?
I do not.
No. Okay. Staff, we'll turn it over to you because we know there's a lot going on in your area of operation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Vice Chairman. We'll start with Angelica Guerrero with the announcements.
Good evening, Commission. For Youth Services announcements this year, we have our 12th annual Mermaid, Pirate, and Sea Creature Parade. They'll be held this Saturday, May 9th. We'll start off at the Morro Bay Rock parking lot at 10 a.m. and we'll head out to Dockside 2 for the ending celebration of the Mermaid, Pirates, and Sea Creatures. It's a great event. We hope everyone comes out. As well, our teen center has been busy and getting ready for our summer hours. Our teen action committee has been volunteering with Morro Bay and Bloom, trying to do once a month volunteer out there in Morro Bay. And as for Kids Club, it's coming to the end of their school year, but we are getting ready for our day camp, which is called Kids Camp, and that's for transitional kindergartners to sixth grade. We are planning a great summer. It's 8 weeks of fun, adventure, and we hope that we can help a lot of families with entertainment for their children. Thank you.
Thanks, Angelica. I have a couple. Just to bounce back off of her announcements there, it's May 19th. It's okay. I figured people would pick up on that. So May 19th is the party and the celebration. Can't help it. Okay, a couple things. So our Estero Bay Youth Soccer Program opens registration Monday, and the program begins with practices in late August, and then they'll start their games up in September. So that's right after, or right when school begins again. But we do open registration Monday. I wanted to also mention we had our very successful Splish Splash Summer Bash, which was the city's grand opening of the Morro Bay High School Aquatics Center city programming efforts. So that was last Saturday. We started off at noon with some dignitaries discussion. There were probably maybe 30, 35 people at the beginning, along with all of our staff. But then towards the end of the day, it ended up about a couple hundred people ended up showing up. So fantastic event. Great to showcase the facility. We had some safety stations set up around the swimming pool. We had the Lions Club there cooking up hot dogs and chips and sodas. Kona Ice wheeled his truck in. And we also had a couple of clothing outlets there to get the kids ready for the summertime and the junior guard program, selling some swimsuits and things like that. So fantastic event, and just a reminder to get on out to that swimming pool. As you'll see up on the screen there, we are advertising our summer 2018 aquatics programs, and that flyer right there will showcase really everything that we have arranged or lined up so far. We do also have a second flyer that will show specifically the swim lesson component of this summer's activity. Thank you, Nancy. So these flyers and information are available in the Recreation Services office. Also, you can find the information online on the city's website or the city's Facebook page. A couple more things. We did receive a couple of donations. This is one of them was from our Community Foundation of Estero Bay, and their fiscal year 18 third quarter donation for scholarships came to $5,153. So the foundation again raises money to provide scholarships for those the youth who can't afford fully the programs that we offer here in the recreation office, as well as other recreation or enrichment types of activities found throughout the Cerro Bay. So they do provide funding for that, but for specifically to the Recreation Services office, we did receive, like I said, just above $5,000 for this third quarter. Annually, the Community Foundation of Estero Bay will fund anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 in scholarships for kids per year. So it's a great effort that they're doing. We also received another donation from the White family, and this donation came through a sale of a house. There's a real estate company, Heart to Heart Realty, who will take half of their commission that they typically will earn and offer that commission up to a charitable organization. And this came through, again, the White family, and it was $4,000 awarded to Morro Bay Recreation, and that's going to be specific for swim activities, so equipment, things of that nature. There's also another $1,600 that came from that sale that went specific to the Friends of the Harbor Department, and those monies will be spent specifically for the Junior Lifeguard Program or the Lifeguard Program in general. So just want to let you guys know about those donations. And let's see, a quick update on our bocce court project, as well as the Jack Lane Harbor Walk project that we've been discussing. Both those items made it to the city's capital improvement project list for this budget year, which will go back to City Council, I believe, next week for final approval within the next couple of weeks. So we're happy to see those items make it conceptually to the City Council, but there are still, there's much more work to be done as far as figuring out exactly, especially with the Lane project, what we want to do with that. So it's, again, conceptual right now. Bocce is a little more formalized, so we'll be looking for some things, some of that information to come across to your commission agenda in the near future. That's it for announcements, with the exception of, in addition to our staff, this last month and a half, I'll say, a young lady sitting next to me, Alyssa Lucero. excuse me, she's a recreation a major at Cal Poly, and she's joining us doing her internship with our office. It is a part of her graduation requirement, so she does 10 weeks of 40-hour work week with us, various duties and whatnot, but I'm going to let Alyssa say a couple things and let you guys know what she's been working on. Alyssa.
Hi, Commission. So like you said, I'm a Cal Poly student. I'm graduating in June, so pretty soon. I've been working special events with the recreation department here. We've been restructuring our recreation guide, and I've also been researching grant opportunities for the department.
Good deal.
And she's doing a fantastic job. Pleasure to be on board. Pleasure to have her on board with us. That's what I have for announcements. So, looks like Chairman Swain
keep it up.
Came on in. Do you have his?
Oh, it's your turn.
So I'm going to back to you. And
we'll keep Drew doing it. He's doing a good job.
Drew's going to continue on.
That's
okay.
Your announcements and presentations, I believe.
Thank you.
Then. Public comment period. Is there anyone that would like to comment?
Good evening, Recreation Commissioners. My name is Nancy Castle, and I'm very pleased to invite you to two events coming up. The first one is this Sunday. It's the Historical Society quarterly meeting here at the Vets Hall, starting at 4 p.m. Patty Dutton, a Salinian Indian, Salinian Heritage, will be coming to talk about the first known people in the area and about some of the places in the area that are very important to that culture and to our culture, therefore. And it'll be really nice. We'll have a little bit of refreshments, but it should be a very wonderful evening learning about the community, the heritage of our community. The second thing I want to invite you to is the event that is a fundraiser for the Morro Bay Open Space Alliance, specifically the purchase of Cerrito Peak that the city was so very kind to put a bookmark in so that we can get that property and preserve it for all future generations. Another Morro Bay native will be coming back home, our very own Kent Nagano, who is a world-renowned conductor of symphonies, will be doing a very unique and probably unusual in his career right now, piano recital, joined by his daughter, who is a gorgeous young woman. I actually saw her a few years ago when she played at the Bozzo tribute, Bozzo Coricelli tribute, and she was only about this tall, and her hands flew over that piano, and I can only imagine she's become incredibly better. St. Timothy's is the venue. I've been to a concert there, a couple of concerts there a couple of times. It's an incredible acoustic experience to be in that hall, and I highly, highly recommend it to everyone to come out, because it is going to be a very unique opportunity to see two world-class performers who have such deep roots here in Morro Bay perform for the community. So the Mombasa Morro Bay Open Space Alliance has a website. Many of us are running around town working on it. Certainly give me a call at AGP Video and I'll help you figure it out. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. That was very interesting. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Robert Davis, and I'm speaking as a private citizen. I want to thank you for your service on this commission. The importance of what you do is reflected in the fact that recreation services affect every household in Morro Bay, more so than any other department of the city. And I want you to know that your comments and your recommendations to the council are valuable and are taken seriously. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was very kind of you to say. So we're moving on. Are we going to approve some stuff? Is that where we go from here, sir? All right, so we're going to approve the consent calendar. Is that what we're going to do? Okay. Do I get a motion to approve the consent calendar? May I have a motion to approve this?
So moved.
Oh, you're going to make it?
Yeah, I was going to make the recommendation that we approve the consent calendar.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Thank you. We approve the minutes. Is that our next step? Last meeting?
Those were included in your consent. That was A1 of consent.
Okay. All right. So what other business do we have today? We're going to go over the programs?
Yes. We've got some staff reports for you under items C1 and C2.
I love it.
And we'll turn this over to Angelica Gallardo. She's our Youth Services Coordinator. And she's going to talk about our spaghetti dinner.
Hi, guys. Well, this year's spaghetti dinner was very successful. I can say for all of Recreation Services, we were really proud of this one, I think, out of all of them. We stuck with very similar style, except this year we added more family-orientated events a carnival for children, a silent auction. We did a Sunday bar, as well as playing a children's movie on there. We also did homemade meatballs, and I think that was really what made it the biggest hit. Again, we had about 300 people who attended our dinner. We sold 250 tickets. We had about 25 volunteers, I would say. This year, the recreation staff created our own poster, which saved us in money, but also was a fun new adventure for us to do. We hung banners at City Park, passed out flyers with our Teen Action Committee, and this year we sold tickets at not just the Recreation Services office, but at many of our centers, so Kids Club, our Teen Center, sports, any of our sports events, we sold them there. As you know, this is a basic service category, and we did just that. For our money, we spent about $393 on our supplies, and we brought in about $5,000, so a little more than $5,000. So again, really successful dinner. I think for recommendations, the Make Your Own Sunday Bar was very successful. We had volunteers from our groups, from our senior center, as well as our Teen Action Committee, and we'll continue to invite them to participate and help. We did have a band this year. We had Mud Skippers, and I think they were a little too loud for our guest, and I would have to agree with that. So next year we'll decide on a different music option. Foundation conducted a raffle instead of a silent auction. And again, that's something that Foundation does, so it would be up to them. We had class demonstrations. We had a Zumba for kids class that we are hosting now. And to get the word out, we had our instructors come out and perform and had the rest of our audience participate, and that was fun. We also had our karate class come out and do a demonstration. So we'll continue to do that because that brought our community, I think, together a little more. Again, like I said, we had staff activity, or we had children activities, the carnival and the movie, and staffing that was a little hard. We had volunteers from our Teen Action Committee helping, but I believe we'll continue to do that because it's nice for the children to have something to do. Sports had a presence there. They presented their team awards, and that's great for the teams to come out and celebrate themselves. They also gave out, I believe it was a team challenge, and then some awards from the Clippers. The Clippers gave out some tickets and best coach and best teammate awards, so that was fun. Again, we hosted on National Meatball Day, so we had our meatballs, homemade meatballs. Again, were a huge hit, and we plan to do that, but we, I think, only made 200, and I think we're going to have to up that next year by 100, so staff didn't get to taste them. They were upset. Staff recommends that the marketing include a bring-your-own cash. I think that's where we really had any difficulty, where people didn't have cash with them. So we'll include that next time, and we'll probably design our revenue because we did have a lot of participants and maybe not enough room for them, so we'll include that.
Okay. That's great. Sounds great. Yeah. Thank you.
Very nice.
Any questions? Anyone? No, we're all good. Yeah, it sounds like it went well.
If I can add a couple of comments to that as well, just a point of clarification, it's a this is a joint effort between City Recreation Services and the Community Foundation of Estero Bay. So we get together, we provide this event. The money that's raised, it goes to the Community Foundation's bank account, which comes back to us then in the form of scholarships.
Great.
So just clarification on that one.
It's a wonderful thing they do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And, whoop.
All right, moving along. Is there any future agenda items?
We're going to take a look at C2.
C2 program evaluation, I'm sorry.
Yes. And then Helica, one more time, please.
This spring, Youth Services provided a spring camp for families 3 days out of the full week of spring break. In the past, day camp opportunities were offered through recreation, but in 2005, we had to cut that because it just was costing a little much in staff. But as a result, staff received several comments from parents and families that needed care. So we decided to bring it back this year. After reviewing the budget, Kids Club and Kids Camp considered the needs of the family, and we offered a 3-day camp at an affordable price for families. We had about 21 children per day, so that was a good amount for bringing it back for the first time. We got to attend the Morro Bay pool, we hung out at the classroom, and we had a few staff help work. This year, I only offered it to families who already attend Kids Club because we know those families and we feel that they have a need for this. So next year, we will definitely bring it out to other families and other schools. Expenses went about $1,500, but within revenues from our registration, we brought $2,870. So our cost recovery came to 193%.
That's great.
Yeah. I think staff recommendations would just be that we would continue to offer this possibly more than 3 days next year. But we will definitely be hosting it again and also possibly hosting one in December as well.
Okay. That's really good. Thank you very much. So moving on to accept and file those?
We're going to move to to future agenda items, but I wanted to explain something real quick to your commission, you gentlemen. In my error, I wasn't aware of the formal process to agendize an item. In our January meeting, Chairman Swain had suggested 3 items to agendize, and I missed the last meeting, so we didn't address it at that time. But in order to place a future agenda item on the agenda, we need to have the recommendation and then be supported by like 3 out of the 5 of your commission. So someone would request or suggest an agenda item. 2 others need to agree and say it sounds like a good idea. Let's put that on the agenda. So I apologize for my lack of understanding, and Mr. Swain, I apologize to you for not getting your items up onto the agenda in a timely fashion. But we can move forward now, and then with that, once it does make the future agenda, then it comes back to staff to put a staff report together about that topic so that that'll open up the conversation for the meeting, if that makes sense.
Okay. Sure.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
So I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Sedaris.
What are the 2 items?
Okay. The first one I had, if in our magazine we got last month, it talked about the bicycles, opening up the bicycle lanes in the cities. And last year I went to L.A., happened to be on Bicycle Day, which kind of made it hard for me to figure out where I was going because I'm not familiar with L.A., but we had to go to a wedding, but we made it there. But what they did is they closed off, I don't know, 6 miles of this downtown areas. And it was just covered with people walking, riding their bikes, and just having a blast. And I thought, when I saw the article, we need to do that here. We know we close off the streets for the car show. We do it for 4th of July bicycling. We need to. So I went over a little thing. But we need to close off part of downtown. We want to get people to downtown. So close off downtown, like on a Friday night, and get the merchants to stay open. And then maybe they can use the sidewalks and put some stuff out or give a deal, you know, 10% off if you buy today or whatever. And then I thought we could start it out at the park, right around the square, kind of like they do the cars, and then come back to the park and have it set up for kind of like a picnic. And I thought at the park what they would do, should I run over this real fast?
You sure can if you like.
At the park we'd have like a community service demonstration because we did that when I was on the commission in Fountain Valley, and it was great. And they had tents all around there, and like we had we'd have one for us. Public Works would be there, so people would ask what's going on in Public Works. Harbor Patrol would have one set up. Senior Center have one. The Chamber could have one. The Downtown Merchants could have one. The Fire Department, the Police Department, CERT.
and service clubs all have little tents sent around, and people could walk around. They have like little goodies, maybe give out a little pen or something with their name on it. And I thought that'd be a good way to promote what we're doing here, services available, promote the downtown businesses, and be fun for the family. And, you know, after they ride around, they could come back, and maybe the radio station has all this talent, loving to perform. We could get a hold of the radio station, have them bring some live bands out there. We got the, you know, we got the facility there. We got the electricity there. We can make a little stage, have them perform, be free, and they could, you know, have a little donation or have a little sell their CDs. That's what they usually do at some of these functions. So have some live music, maybe tell people to, you know, bring a picnic, have a picnic out there. And if we want to really get them more involved, at the end of everything at the night, have a show, a movie for kids there in the park. And, you know, Pismo does that. We went to one down in Pismo, and it was a fantastic. They probably had 500 people out there. It was packed. And they had food trucks all around, you know, and all this stuff, and bounce houses and all this good stuff. And it was just a great activity. And I thought, we need to do something that in Morro Bay. So, you know, that's all there. And then let's see what I did. But I have it all written down here. I'll just hand this all to you, and you can kind of look at it if you want to take a look at it. And so do I have any other commissioners think that's a good idea?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, so I think that qualified. Okay. And so my other one was kind of follow through with, you know, I've been trying, kicking the idea around in my head for, I don't know, 3-4 years. And then when Jack Lane, they brought up that, they kind of kicked me back in. But like Laguna Lake, they have a circuit training around there. And it was done free. It was done by the posters were all put together by... It's the Rotary, the 30 to 40-year-old Rotary, whatever they call that group. But they put all the posters together and put them out there. And I have a lot of different ideas. We do it more for seniors. And at every bench, we could have something the senior could sit there, and they could just sit there and wiggle their arms around or move their legs up and down. We don't have to do that, you know, hard run sweat stuff. I think that'd be a great idea to set it up going on the boardwalk where all the benches are, something to do for the seniors. And I'd like to see that move ahead, too.
So that's almost a continuation of the Jack Lane project that's been brought to the commission at an earlier time.
Right.
Perfect.
So I guess you need a call for a...
Yeah. Does everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
It was part of the project we've already...
Like Kurt was saying, we would make it a combination of the Jack Lane situation.
Right. No, yes.
Well, I would like to work with them. Yeah. I've talked to... forgot her name.
Ann Reisner.
Ann. I talked to Ann once about it. About, you know, and especially if people see Jack's name up there, they might be, oh, that's pretty cool. And he has a bunch of exercises for seniors, too. And so we can incorporate all that into the total walk. I think that'd be exciting. I think it'd be good for seniors to give them something to do, go down to the boardwalk and do cardio and some exercising.
I'm sure we could get Elaine Lalane to come out to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she'd, she'd break a bottle of champagne and get it going.
So if you recall, though, we had a presentation by Ann Reisner and Mrs. Lalane discussing their concept, which was just the one station in the parking lot by the water inflow across from the power plant. And I think their intent, their vision was in the future to have it extend up the Harbor Walk, as you're discussing. But they weren't ready at that time. So... we can certainly bring them back into the loop and have this conversation with them and bring this to commission for discussion again and formulate something that makes sense to us and to you folks, and then move that on to City Council for consideration.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
So
yeah.
That we got the vote.
I have one question for you on that. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a very good idea. You had suggested that we would be making it, and it would be very good for seniors. And it would seem to me, sitting here right now, that how would it be different for seniors? It would seem like everyone would enjoy that. Any kind of, from those kinds of circuits that I've seen, at any age you can do those things. You can do more push-ups or more pull-ups, whatever it is.
Right.
And so, or do you have something, an idea that I don't know about?
Well, it'd be, you know, not very many seniors can do pull-ups and all this stuff, or sit-ups and benches and all that stuff. So it would be like ABC, easy, medium, and hard. And so you could pick out what you want.
Okay.
You know, like if you feel like it, you could get down and do a bunch of push-ups or whatever. And if you're a senior, you can maybe just sit in a chair and just do like this. And they're still kind of a push-up. So that's what I mean. We break it down to categories, easy, medium, and hard, or just easy and hard, whatever. But so it incorporate everybody.
Yeah, I think it would. I do.
But some of the circuits, you go there and you go, I can't, you know.
Well, I understand that. I understand. Yes, there are some that
would focus to make it so everybody would do it, yes.
Sounds good. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
My daughter teaches yoga up in Sparks, Nevada, and one of her classes is Silver Sneakers, and she's gotten that group now over 80 people involved in it. So now they're trying to expand where they're going to move to. So, but they have programs especially for seniors.
Yes.
And so you could definitely incorporate exactly what you're talking about, the different levels, without a doubt.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
So and I know you mentioned three, but I couldn't remember my third one at all. So those two are a good shot, though. That's a good start.
Okay. Thank you. That'll keep us busy.
Yes.
Moving on. Where are we at now? We're going to go over some more.
If any of the other commissioners have future agenda items that you'd like to put out there.
No.
And then we're all done.
We're done. Okay. Well, then this meeting's adjourned. Thank you for...
Can I make one statement here?
Sure.
Of course, it's about bocce ball. Not bocce ball, about pickleball. Just to let you know, right now they've reached 4 million people now in the United States are playing pickleball, and USAPA is anticipating by the end of the year it'll be pushing 8 million. So it kind of gives you the idea of the growth rate that is happening, and we're seeing it now that a lot of new venues going in. So we try and keep updated on that as much as possible. So it's happening, folks. We love it. So thank you.
Okay. That reminds me, you also are liaison with the seniors.
Yes.
So perhaps next time you bring a report, if there is a report to be had. Or
sure.
Okay, that'd be great. I'd love to talk to that. Because we really, one of the main things we do here is want everybody to be included in everything. Part of the project, so and they do. And the senior people do so much for us here in this town too. Plus, some Morro Bay and Bloom people. I've seen them all over town doing great stuff. And as I always say, if you look at the city website, you find all the information about everything to do with the city, our department, and all the departments. And it's a good source for information and current events. So with that, I adjourn this meeting, and I thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, staff. I guess so. 80.
right out front. We didn't load the van either. Where's the stuff?
Yeah.
Where's the stuff?
It's in front of the reception.
Right behind the front desk.
Oh, cool.
All right. And then I have the thing there, too. And
okay.
Table,
double chairs, gents there.
Yes.
All right.
Red one.
Awesome.
That's okay. All you need.
Okay, thank you.
Can I go this way?
You can go out the back.
Okay,
because
I parked
the
back.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
great. Right. Okay.
I'll
bring
my friends tomorrow on my bike.
All right. Yep. And what if there's some stragglers?
I don't want one.
Do you want me to text you? We're going to go there.
They
what? Okay. Okay, have fun.
Guys, later.
That's pretty good. So, you guys